Broadcasting live from the True Crime Today studios to the world. This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
From the Hit Killers podcast, Murder in the Morning.
The trial of Sarah Boone continues. Or Sarah, the woman who put her boyfriend, George Torres Jr., into that suitcase and videotaped herself taunting him, then went away, fell asleep, and he died in the suitcase. She took the stand in that Orlando courtroom on Tuesday. Boone testified that she zipped Torres inside a suitcase out of fear for her life, describing years of abuse and threats that led to the tragic incident in February of 2020. Boone, who's 47, told the jury that she didn't intend for Torres to die when she placed him in the suitcase. Over the course of 5 hours, Boone, dressed in a black jacket and blue blouse, explained she believes Torres was lying when he said he couldn't breathe. "I thought he was faking it just to get out and hurt me again," she said. Torres' family members were present in the courtroom for her testimony. Let's take a listen to that.
"Did George's drinking adversely affect you?"
"It would debilitate my ability to help him the way that I was always trying to help him, because it would be one good day, a day of survival, and then it would be another day where I'm having to peel him off of me and call 911.
Why would he get that way? Tell us his pattern as it relates to drinking and then..."
"Judge, object.
Approach."
The events that led to Torres' death occurred on an otherwise normal day. Boone testified that the couple spent time together, tidying the house, running errands, and drinking wine. Lots of wine. However, by the end of the evening, their playful behavior turned deadly. Boone recalled that Torres, who was 5 feet 3 inches and weighed around 100 pounds, got into a suitcase, laughing. But when he began struggling to escape, Boone recorded part of the incident on her cell phone, believing it was a safe way for her to confront him about their troubled relationship. Quote, "I wanted him to understand that right now I feel safe, and right now I have the ability to speak to you in a way that I normally wouldn't," Boone explained on the stand. Boone also described the violent history with Torres. According to her testimony, Torres had been arrested multiple times for physically abusing her.
"Now, you recognize this photograph, which is identification Y?
Yes.
Was that the date of the incident? The date of this event?
No, it happened prior. I mean, but this picture that was taken of the..."
"This picture was taken, would have been taken February 24th of 2020?
Yes.
And do you recognize that as your close-up facial?
Yes.
Is that a fair and accurate depiction of how your face looked on February 23rd of 2020?
Yes.
What's the significance of this picture?"
"Again, because I was sleeping, George was upset with me and came in with a metal curtain rod and bent it and snapped it in half and then crunched me in the forehead with it. And it started to beat the furniture that was in the bedroom. This is probably a good month before or after it had happened, before I really do believe that I should have gotten stitches, but I was not allowed to go to the hospital."
"Judge, I'd like identification Y introduced into evidence."
"It was a gash."
"Okay. What was pre-marked as Y will be receiving the evidence without objection as defense 12.
Is that the same curtain rod that you mentioned in the 2-hour interrogation video?"
"Which they didn't take, yes."
"Now, this was photographs that were taken, the, I guess it would have been the crime scene? Was it the crime scene? The investigator that came out and took photographs?
I don't remember who it was, but yes, someone did on the day of the incident.
Was it different from the extraction, the phone extraction expert? Was it somebody different?
I think.
But this, is it this room right here?
Yes, and remember, that's a month later.
And then on that same date, they took, same time, they took this photograph as well, which is identification R.
Yes.
All right, and what does that do?
I believe it's from holding the baseball bat, and...
Is that an injury to your hand?
It's a bruise.
Was that taken, February, was it February 23rd, 2020, when the investigators came out? When,
February 24th, I believe.
February 24th?
One incident in July of 2018 involved Torres kicking her in the face. Boone, in turn, had been arrested for attempting to choke him during the separate altercation, which she claimed was in self-defense. Her defense attorney, James Owens, showed the jury photos of Boone's injuries involving a black eye and a scar from a stabbing incident where Torres allegedly attacked her with a steak knife. Boone claimed the abuse on the night of Torres' death escalated after he threatened to fucking end her, prompting her to trap him in a suitcase. Boone said she was terrified he would escape and harm her. He always told me he'd make me unrecognizable or kill me, she said to the court. During the trial, the prosecution and defense debated over Boone's claim of battered spouse syndrome. Dr. Sarah Zwiedowski, the medical examiner, testified about Torres' injuries, including bruises on his back, forearms, and head, some of which could have been caused by Boone jabbing Torres' hand with a baseball bat as he tried to escape the suitcase. Owens defended Boone's actions and responded to years of abuse. If she let him out of the suitcase, she was going to be harmed, Owens argued to Circuit Judge Michael Kranicki, who ultimately ruled that Boone could continue to claim her actions were influenced by battered spouse syndrome. The judge said Boone's testimony showed she perceived threats differently due to her history of abuse, potentially altering her decision-making. Prosecutors, however, pointed to Boone's contradictory statements, including when she initially told jurors she couldn't remember parts of the night. Assistant State Attorney William J. cross-examined Boone and introduced the teal suitcase Torres died in, asking her to demonstrate how she had zipped it up. Boone's responses often conflicted with previous testimony. Let's take a listen to this right here.
You recall earlier today I'd asked you questions about certain rights that you had the ability to decide. Do you recall that conversation that we had, ma'am? It was before you testified.
Yes.
Okay. Do you recall that I advised you that the lawyers get to make most of the strategy determinations at trial? Do you recall that?
I do.
And do you recall that you said you understood that?
Yes.
And do you also recall that I advised you of certain rights that you have? Do you recall that?
I do.
And one of those rights was the right to testify or remain silent. Do you recall that?
Yes.
And did you understand that?
Yes.
So this decision is a trial decision as to whether or not there's certain evidence that your lawyers are going to seek to utilize in your defense. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Do you understand that they are exercising that trial strategy at this time not to pursue those medical records?
I do.
Okay. Do you have any questions about that?
I don't.
Are you on board with that strategy?
I am.
Are you still on board with the strategy utilized in your defense?
All of it, yes.
Are you satisfied with your lawyer's representation of you in this matter?
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
I feel like they're covering their ass by going through this.
Just was going to say they are crossing their T's and dotting their I's.
Exactly. They know that there's been some shenanigans with this chick, and they're going to get everything they can on the freaking record.
Yep. Yeah. 1,000%. You know, this is such a weird case. There is clearly, she's got issues, you know, serious issues. Probably, I'm not a doctor, obviously, but probably personality disorders of some types with an S going on there. Probably stems from a lot of trauma. I'm guessing this is a person who does not come from a good place. And ultimately, a lot of that explains the type of behavior that we see in her. She's basically an 11-year-old that's trying to live as an adult and has consistently made horrible choices because that's where her brain is seemingly stunted at. Mixed alcohol, and I don't know about drugs or anything, but certainly we've heard about alcohol in this, into all that, and you get a mess. In no way does that, however, discount that that mess of a human being couldn't be being abused by another human being and being absolutely treated horribly. I saw some video testimony today of the, and we'll probably be covering more of this tomorrow, a video of him smashing the TV in Sarah's house with a baseball bat.
And that's problematic. If you've got somebody who just loses their shit,
yeah,
you never know what you're dealing with. You're walking on eggshells all the time. You're on high alert. Your cortisol levels are through the freaking roof. It's how do you exist in that environment without losing your mind?
Well, exactly. You know? And well, exactly. And if you're the type of person who's ever going to have the audacity to stand there and smash a television set with a baseball bat while screaming obscenities at your significant other as if smashing that TV makes you strong or something, you have a lot of problems and a lot of mental health problems as well, because you somehow think this is the right path to be going down. I don't doubt that this was, he was an abusive piece of shit, quite honestly. There's a ton of evidence pointing to that. I don't have a lot of sympathy for this man at all.
Sounds like he's got little man syndrome. And I say that.
Yeah, literally.
If there's anybody listening, I want you to know I'm 4'9". I dated somebody who is 5'6" who had little man syndrome. So I know of what I speak. I'm not trying to insult men of small stature. I'm just saying I have experience in that venue and it's ugly. And you knew the little man that I was involved with.
I was just going to say, that didn't come out at all. I had no, I had no idea. None of, there was no science whatsoever.
But little man syndrome, I should look that up. I think it's really a thing, isn't it?
Probably. It's probably not exactly the technical term for it, but I would imagine so. But this is someone who, you know, I don't know what his whole story was, but he seemed like a piece of shit. And yes, I'm talking bad of the dead because he shows he was pretty much a piece of shit. I can't say the greatest things of Sarah Boone either, other than a very damaged human being that, clearly needed some direction and some education on how to be a better decision maker. I believe she obviously put him in there and fell asleep. I don't think it was necessarily planned. I think it kind of happened. And you know, was there maybe a little intent there that just because of the circumstance that was going on or fear more than anything else that she lets him out, he's going to snap and this is going to be the end.
Yeah.
She was kind of in a no-win situation there.
I do have an answer on small man syndrome, by the way. It is called the Napoleon complex, which I knew, but couldn't remember.
Yeah.
And I'm not a subscriber to Men's Health magazine, but their article here says, scientists confirm short man syndrome is real. Researchers investigated the link between the vertically challenged and dark triad traits. And they've got a picture of Tom Cruise there.
Yeah, I mean, I could see how it could kind of naturally develop just out of insecurity.
And that's exactly what it is, that they're, if if they are low in self-esteem, they become more aggressive or domineering to compensate for their lack of height.
Yep.
So it's technically they say 5'7" and under.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how tall most men are. I mean, I'm short, so every man is tall.
Yeah, I'd say, I don't know, probably, I mean, I think I'm kind of just in the middle or the lower middle of average. I'm about 5'9", 5'10". So I'm not usually the tallest person in the room, and I'm not usually the shortest person in the room. I'm just kind of usually in the middle.
Yeah.
So I would say, you know, about 5'10"-ish is probably the average, if you were to give an average of height of men. To break it down.
Yeah. It's, I mean, they've done some studies on this. The Napoleon complex is real. And I mean, Joseph Stalin was 5'4" and he's been accused of that.
I think you have that and a mixture of alcohol and drugs and poor decision-making and probably a horrible upbringing. And yeah, I think you have some very, very broken people here, and this happened. And I don't know. I don't know that. I don't know. I actually have some sympathy for her. And I think if you understand abuse, rightfully so, what the hell do you do in that situation?
Yeah. And you know, what if you're not in a position, I'm assuming they live together. So what if you're not in a position to get out?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are things you can do other than killing somebody. But a lot of times these women feel very stuck.
Yeah.
They don't have a way out, and they have to just put up with it. Oh, and it's a struggle.
And even if you're not living with the person, that can be a thing too. I mean, it's shocking what some people will put up with and somehow normalize and rationalize in their mind and keep repeating those cycles. But that's how our brains work, depending on what what you're wanting and what you need. But yeah, Sarah Boone, such a bizarre story. We'll keep watching this. And I think there's some more interesting testimony, coming up as well, right here. So be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss that, tomorrow here on the program.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in, and then wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and savor every twisted detail without interruption.